Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Namast Kalandar Mast Mast Namast Kalandar Mast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and it's the first of four programs featuring the best live performances in our Soundcheck studio during 2007. When the celebrated Pakistani singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan died 10 years ago, he left behind a legacy that extended well beyond Sufi spiritual music and into the rock world, as fans included everyone from Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam to Peter Gabriel. A collective of jazz musicians called the Brooklyn Cavalli Party are his latest group of devotees. Nine members of this 14-piece band came to our studio with a new record called BQP. Here is the Brooklyn Cavalli Party with their version of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's Musta Musta. We'll be right back. That's some music from the great Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan called Musta Musta, but played by the Brooklyn Qawwali Party, live in our Soundcheck studio. Portland, Oregon's Sophie Lux has been called many things, but the most descriptive might be this: an unholy tryst between Kate Bush, Lord Byron, and the 70s rock group Queen. Known to perform in Victorian costumes, Sophie Lux's theatrical sound is captured on their second album, Waking the Mystics, and the band played for us a song called Target Market, live in our Soundcheck studio. Target Market from the band Sophie Lux, live in our soundcheck studio, one of the more memorable live performances from the year 2007. For the last 36 years, since his first legendary record was released, Leo Kottke has been revolutionizing what the acoustic guitar can do. After collaborating with Ricky Lee Jones, Los Lobos, and Mike Gordon from the band Fish in recent years, he's back playing solo. And with Fingers Like Lightning, he performed a solo for us called Monopoly. Thank you. guitarist Leo Kottke with his own tune called Monopoly. We're listening to some of the most memorable live performances in our Soundcheck studio in 2007. Up next, Fujiya and Miyagi. No, they're not from Japan, and they're not even a duo. They're actually three guys from Brighton, England. Fujiya and Miyagi have an album called Transparent Things that's been on a slow burn for more than a year. Tastemaking website Pitchfork named it one of the 50 best albums of last year, but it only got an official American release in January of 07. They played for us a song called Ankle Injuries.
Fujiya. Miyagi,
Fujiya and Miyagi from Brighton, England, recorded live in our soundcheck studio, the song Ankle Injuries. And there is still more to come. This is just the first of four programs of live recordings, some of our favorites from 2007. In a moment, the Austin-based indie rock band, Aukerville River. This is Soundcheck.